Tin whistle music is a sound that pretty much every Irish person will associate with home to some extent. It's one of the quintessential sounds of Ireland, along with the fiddle, the baron, shano singing, the crash of waves, horses' hooves and all the rest of it. Most children in Ireland will be taught the basics of tin whistle playing in primary school, and I was no different. So let me take you back to the year 2005, my final year of primary school. It was actually a wonderful school. It was non-denominational, a pretty bright and happy place with small classes. I think going there really shaped who I am, like, not to be hyperbolic, but I was a shy kid, and I think with the small classes and the sort of freeing atmosphere, it meant that I found my niche quite easily and I made friends. I never really felt like an outsider out of my depth, as I think I would have in another bigger school with a different ethos. I certainly struggled to find my way in secondary school, as it was almost the exact opposite of my primary, kind of bigger, Catholic, all girls, and a lot of girls from a particular feeder school, so there were already lots of friend groups I wasn't part of. But I think whatever identity that my primary school kind of had allowed me to form meant that I at least had some sense of self by the time I got there, and I found my way quite easily. But definitely primary school was a brilliant experience. I'm still friends with people from my class, including one of my best friends. It was a nice new building and the classrooms were bright and colourful. The playground was spacious and home at the time to a tree, which, given that we were all little heathens in our non-Catholic school, my friends and I used to make the centre of various magical ceremonies. They've unfortunately built over it now, so RIP to the holy tree, but all in all, the school was a happy place. Definitely a progressive haven of growth and learning in comparison to the sort of stereotypical fear of God Irish primary school experience. Although probably after hearing this story, people will think, well, maybe the fear of God would have done them some good. So my sixth class consisted of 32 children, led by a teacher who we consider to be our enemy, and who, it will become clear throughout the telling of this story, rightfully considered us to be his enemies. We did not get on. Throughout the year, tensions between us had ebbed and flowed, peaking and dipping, but never fading. It's relevant to the story to note that a large portion of our class considered ourselves to be connoisseurs of the rock music genre, performatively keeping stacks of CDs of artists such as Nirvana, The Ramones, Jimi Hendrix, AC/DC and Avril Lavigne next to the book baskets on our desks. And the bolder among us carving their names of their favourite bands into the desks and chairs as a fuck you to the establishment of our incredibly liberal school. So when it began approaching the end of the year, you can imagine our dismay, our outright disgust at being informed by our teacher, who we hated, that for our graduation ceremony, we would be performing the songs of ABBA on the tin whistle. A tin whistle performance was not unexpected. We had, after all, been learning it all year, having narrowly escaped the irritating gasp of the ocarina, which had recently been introduced to the younger classes. But ABBA? Secretly, I loved ABBA. My dad had their greatest hits on cassette, and we would listen to it full volume while driving to Galway in the summers, but that was not the point. I, much like my comrades, could not stomach the humiliation of being seen to consent to performing a tin whistle ABBA medley by an audience of parents and peers. That was not who we were. He was clearly doing it to mortify us, to punish us for being the carefree lovers of alternative music that we were. Of this we were certain. And so we devised a plan, based on the protests of old. The night before the protest, which was to take place at lunchtime the next day, the entire class busted out our art supplies and drew signs featuring slogans such as "Down with ABBA," "ABBA sucks," and my favourite, "We will not be silenced." We took them into school the next day, and at lunch we brought them outside with us. It was not the first time our class had staged a marching protest complete with signs. The previous year we had taken on the presidency of George W. Bush, marching against his foreign policy and anything else our parents had told us about him. My friend Serga had held a sign that she made that read, "George Bush, chock on a pretzel," by which she meant choke on a pretzel, referring to an incident in 2002, memorably described as follows in the LA Times. President Bush briefly lost consciousness Sunday after he choked on a pretzel while watching a football game in his living quarters, the White House said. After fainting, the president tumbled to the floor, bruising his lower lip and suffering an abrasion the size of a half dollar on his left cheek, White House physician Dr. Richard Tubb said. Tubb, an Air Force colonel, said Bush recovered quickly. "I do not find any reason that this would happen again." Not if 10-year-old Circa from Dublin had anything to do with it. However, today, Circa's attentions, as well as those of her classmates, were focused on taking down another objectionable authority figure. For the entirety of our 40-minute lunch break, class marched around the yard, chanting, "We want our own graduation." When the whistle blew, we refused to line up and go indoors, instead assembling ourselves in the shape of a large peace sign on the tarmac, sitting down cross-legged and refusing to move. While the rest of the classes went inside, teachers began to gather around us, bemusedly demanding that we stop messing and follow them. But we refused. Upon the arrival of the principal at the scene, a spokesperson for the class listed our demands. We wanted to sing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. We would not be forced to play ABBA songs on the tin whistle. We would not cooperate until our demands were met. Obviously this was dismissed, and eventually, bowing to the pressure of threats to phone our parents and maybe even expel us, most of the class began to rise and slink dejectedly indoors, save for a small number of particularly bold boys. In their case, the tallest teacher in the school was recruited to pick them up under his arms and carry them in like true revolutionaries. Once back in our classroom, our teacher stood moodily behind the principal with his arms folded, refusing to look at us. We were instructed to apologise to him, one by one, which we grudgingly did, with the most heartfelt and tearful apology given by a child who had been unwell at break time and thus had not actually participated in the protest at all. But I suppose he made us look repentant all the same, which paid off in our favour, because here is when we knew that we were actually in the right. After we had all given our apologies, we were promptly sent back outside to the playground, where we were told to play dodgeball for the rest of the day, probably to give our teacher a break from us, but we saw it as our activism paying off. However, the following day, we were informed that we would still be playing the ABBA medley whether we liked it or not, because he was the teacher and we were the students, and as he liked to say, it's my way or the highway, prompting an unwelcome chorus of Highway to Hell from the back of the class. We were, however, allowed to sing Bohemian Rhapsody as a compromise. I don't think that after that year I ever touched a tin whistle again, as despite my undying love of music, I'm not gifted in that respect. But to this day, whenever I hear the sound of tin whistle music, I'm immediately back thinking of that class, how hilariously outraged we were, how excited we were by our own outrage, and how extreme it all seemed. I'm reminded of how much I actually loved primary school and how sad I was to leave at the end of that year, how emotional our graduation actually was, ABBA medleys aside. And not to be too earnest, but I'm quite moved by the way the school handled it and how they allowed us to express ourselves and didn't come down too hard on us. How could they, I suppose, when we were so guided by the spirit of rock and roll?